Hey, Jerry. It's Mark is on.
Hi, Jerry. It's on our agenda, Nancy.
Okay.
Alleged Bradford is waiting for the station to see that getting on. Are we likely to get to that?
I can't speak to what we're likely to do or not likely to do, Michael. It's on our agenda. It's 3 hours earlier for us on the West Coast and for our East Coast manager, so I'd be inclined to give them preference.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question, Brian.
What's your question, Serene?
Do you think we can maybe estimate how long each might take, and that way managers can decide if they want to stay in the office and do it or head home and do it?
I can't estimate how long the committee will spend discussing or amending something. We have half-hour time limits on the agenda, and if someone calls orders of the day, that will force us to a vote on whatever spending.
But it's unlikely we're going to get, for example, to Leslie for an hour if we have two East Coast managers, right?
I don't know what your point is. I can't determine for the committee how long it's going to take to discuss something ahead of time.
Right. I didn't mean that you could predict everything. What time is the adjournment, please?
It's in 1 hour.
Okay. So would it be in order to extend now?
Yes, but I'd rather not waste the time taking a vote on that until we're at the end of the meeting.
Maybe there will be no objection.
Well, it's certainly in order. Propose it if you want.
I propose to go till 11 p.m., and we agree to do it now so folks know how to plan their time.
Okay. Motion to extend is not debatable. Does anyone object to extending the meeting by half an hour?
Only if we need it.
Hearing no objections, the extension has passed. All right. We're taking up the WBAI budget. Paul, as the meeting was starting, you made reference to a new version of the budget that had been distributed. I haven't seen anything hit the list.
Right. And since that time, I have been repeatedly, constantly trying to get it to load up. And it is not clearing Yahoo. This may be yet another lovely Yahoo thing. It can't be the name, because I have shortened the name several times. And
okay, can you just send it as an attachment?
Well, we can try that. Let's see what the histogram is moving a second. Give me like 10 seconds here and see if it stalls out. It stalled out. All right, I will try sending this as an attachment.
A copy to committee.
See if that will work.
Bertold, if you're not a member of the Yahoo group, it won't take posts from you. It has to be sent by a member.
It's away. The histogram is at 61%. Oh, it's doing better than the attempt to post it.
So this is a total, Bertold just sent them to me directly. This is a total of two emails.
What's a total of two emails?
Office
sent
number
me,
four. I sent you the budget. I sent you, the budget and,
premiums, consultants,
and
bank charges.
Consultant charges.
Okay.
And something else. Bank charges.
Do you want me to? I've posted those on the Yahoo website. Do you want?
Paul, send them as attachments too, if you can.
Okay. The budget is 100%, but it's still sitting there. So. I don't know if I can actually do another send while this is sitting there, because I don't want to do another send and crash this.
Okay, I can send Bertold's other attachments.
Okay, what I have as the attachments are premium.pdf, premiums.xls, consultants.xls, and bankcharges.xls. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you send those as attachments, and we'll see if this goes through. Because it's still sitting at 100%, and which means that it may be suffering the same fate as the other attempt to upload it.
Okay, well, I'll get these supporting documents out.
Okay. It's built for the stack.
Wow, we need a budget before we got the stack. Okay, I just sent out all the supporting documents. I'll probably think I better try sending out the budget as well. I don't know what the hang-up is on your end.
Well, I think it's on Yahoo's end, but go ahead and try. Let's see if you're stalling out too.
Is it just a huge attachment or something?
It's 1.2 megabytes. And it could be that Yahoo is, you know, when you send an attachment, Yahoo saves it. So it may be, you know, the same servers are trying to deal with both things, and if one ain't going to go, none of them are going to go. You know, sometimes the servers just have problems.
Could you just send it to our emails directly?
I sent it to the NSC.
Okay, I've received all the supporting documents through the listserv.
Yeah,
and I just fired off the budget.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, Bertolt.
You could do the PFW while you're uploading and downloading the BAC.
Oh, Brian's attachment has come through, it looks like.
I just got it.
Okay.
Gmail wins. Okay. So the most recent email you all received is the WBAI budget. The file name on what I sent out is 2015-2016 WBAI budget updated 11/24/15 updated 12/14/2015.
Listener support.
Yes, sir. 1.342 listener support, not
yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, that's what I have. Cell 88. Listener support 1,342,302.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Got it. I thought you were talking about the file name. Okay. So now listener support is a flat line from actuals from 2015. Website
yes,
income is.
I made it easy for you. If you look at row AH, column AH 27, AI and AJ 27, this is my revenue versus actual budget for October and November. And then you should scroll down a little bit more on AH 35 and AI
35. So November is actual, correct?
Yes, the yellow one are the actuals. So I'm 28,000 short of my revenue budget versus actual, and I'm 19,000 better in expenses. So my net difference is 8,747 off budget negative.
What's the $70,000 in major donor income? Is that a bequest?
Yes, that's a small advance of one part of the Baldson family.
So is that cash in hand? It's a distribution you've already received?
Yeah, that's a distribution we received.
Okay, you're budgeting a $40,000 increase in community and special events?
Yes.
Sorry, a $60,000 increase in community and special events, but you've booked $21,000 in November already?
Yes.
And that's also cash in hand?
That's cash in hand.
What was the event?
This basically David Rottenberg pitching in October and November the theater ticket.
Got it. That's your David Rottenberg line. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let me see this. This is revenue line 17, and you're saying. For November, line 17.
Yeah.
For November is 21?
Yeah.
Because you've got every month showing it, and I have to say, I've heard that he's going to do it during the thons, but not otherwise, and I know that this past Saturday, he wasn't doing the ticket donations. So
yeah,
I'm wondering.
Yeah, absolutely right, because we are tuning up our phone system and in the conference room. So the phone system is about to go live. As you know, our phone system is working. It needs a little more tweaking. And so we're going to be doing that.
So you're saying that he's absolutely doing it every week. And your projections are between mostly 3,000 going up to 4,000.
Yes. Which is actually really nothing. That's what you're talking about. So you're talking about David Rottenberg doing, $760 a week, which is like ridiculous, but you know, we're going to be safe.
Oh.
Michael, do the spec.
Okay. I've got you, Michael. I'm just finishing my look through here to see if there's anything else we need to get clarity on. What is this yellow line, Bertold, that's showing on the expenses section header line?
Yeah, that was my question. 27 and 35.
On row 27.
27 AI and AJ.
Yeah.
That is these are actuals. I was just plugging in actuals and comparing it to the budget.
Oh, I see. That's a comparison. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I put them in bright yellow so that you can.
So you're spending less than budgeted so far.
I'm spending $19,000 as opposed to less than budgeted, but my revenue is $28,000 less than.
No, wait a second. This shows. Sorry, if I'm reading it correctly, it shows total operating expenses actual 159, budget 158. That means you're 1,000 over.
Yeah, but if you have to look at the previous column, which was October.
148 instead of 169.
I see. Okay. But why wouldn't, if November's actual, why wouldn't we look at November?
I'm adding both.
I see.
October.
Got it.
And November minus actual versus budgeted.
Okay. All right. I'll take a stack on questions.
That was my question. You're saying line 27 that says expenses is not expenses. It's the actuals for revenue for those 2 months. And then the figure in red is the difference. Nothing to do with December. It's just the difference for October and November, and the same for line 35?
Yes.
That's not the services, that's just the actual operating expenses in line, and the red in December is the difference.
Yes.
Just you're 28,000 under for revenue or over?
Under.
You're 28,000 under for revenue and 19,000 under on expenses for the first 2 months.
Got it. Yeah. So therefore, my net difference is 8,747.
Behind budget.
Yeah.
Other questions on the BAI budget?
Our Paul.
Got our Paul. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. I'm looking at this, of course, I'm just looking at it fast. I spent more time trying to get it onto Yahoo than I've been able to look at it. Looking at this and the 1.3 listener support, I'm looking at this and saying, we just had the fall thon, and the fall thon missed the goal by a large number. So I'm wondering here how we're not that far off, because we missed the fall thon goal was 460,000, and we made on the order of 275. So we should be kind of far off at this point.
Hey, Paul, let me sit all of the time. Let me see. I understand what you're asking. I've adjusted the budget, right? If you look in the fund drive pledge detail, the assumption has changed. The fund drive goal for October is 350. The one for December is 174. The one for March is 460. The one for April, two-day drive is 25,000, which didn't exist before. The one for May is 460. And the one for July, is 260, 21 days. I am averaging about 12,000. I'm estimating an average of 12,400 per day.
All right.
Which is what you guys wanted.
Okay, so what you've done is you've lowered the goals for the funds.
Yes.
But you're projecting more than 12,000, basically 12,500 per day, when you made about 7,800 a day on the fall thon. I mean, you have the October thon listed as average daily goal of 9,459, but it was really under 7,800. So you're projecting more than $4,000, more than $4,500 extra per day on these thons than actually was realized in the fall thon. So I don't know that this is a conservative way to look at the budget.
Well, after the first week of this drive, with a really bad Sunday, I have 11,200 average with Tony Bates from LA helping out, and so we just trying to get it together. We have a bunch of we pitch that we never had before, brand new, and we plugging along, and I'm intending to bring Tony Bates back to New York in May, in February, and then using Kristen Blasdale if I have to. So that's what it is. If you put anything less than this, you know, we might as well just fold. This is not feasible. You know, so I'm not even extending this December drive. I'm going to keep it at 14. So we're probably going to hit 12,000, 11,500 for this December drive. Plus, a lot of our premiums are downloads. Most of the premiums that are making money, for example, we had a Garin All event where we had 450 people at $40 a piece. And so The only expense was renting the space at $3,100. Everything else was net profit. So the cost of premium is going down. We've been doing a lot of that. It's not reflected in this budget, but we have also a George Quant premium, which is a download. I'm going to make a net of like $150 per item, and so that's what we've been doing.
Other questions on WBAI's budget?
Michael's in the States.
Michael, who else?
Bill.
This is Lydia. I'm on the call, but not.
Great.
Not on.
Welcome, Lydia. Okay, I've got Michael, then Bill. Go ahead, Michael.
I'm a little confused on the difference between the fund drive pledge details. Over there it says that October to September, you're raising a 1.316952, and but on the actual budget sheet it says 1.342302. So
that's because we are assuming 78% of fulfillment. So that's the cash net. If you look further to the right.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm saying the figure there is lower than the one, the ultimate figure on the bottom of your fund drive pledge details is lower than the figure in the on the budget sheet. The line 25 on the fund drive pledge, the details sheet for October through September, shows net fund drive proceeds $1,316,952.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe that's just guessing the difference in the fund drive expense is taken out there. Right.
1.3.
No, that's still
actually actually if you take a good look at it, again, if you look at row 25, H. Column H, row 25, it says basically the total for October 2015 to September 2015.
Yeah, I'm saying, column
1.360. And then fulfillment, projected fulfillment, 1.316952.
Yeah, I'm saying that 1.316 is smaller than what's on the annual budget for the total, which has 1.342.
Oh, yeah, by 30,000, I would have to look into that. Disclaimer, I don't like this budget. I like the previous one. The formulas, everything was a formula.
I put the formulas carried over to the rest.
Okay. So, but you're absolutely right. I just not totally 100% familiar with this budget, and I like the old budget much better. I know I keep on whining about that, but I'm very frustrated about that.
Sorry, you mean the old budget template?
Yes.
Protocol?
Yes.
I see.
Everything was a formula. They were you only had to fill about like 20 fields, and everything else filled up. And then, this one has a lot of little discrepancies.
Okay, Bill, you're next.
Thanks. Well, I guess I'm just going to say we kind of need more time. I mean, we really need to get these things several days before the meeting so we could look at them. So we really need to probably bring you back next week so we can go over whatever we don't have time to look at and find on the, as we're looking at it right now.
Well, we have canceled next week's meeting. I will not be available for the next four weeks. Although the committee can certainly meet without me.
Brian, did you just say we've canceled next week?
I thought we were still headed for next Tuesday.
There was no motion to cancel it. There was a motion to add tonight. There was no motion to cancel the 22nd.
Yeah.
I know there's been a discussion that would be a problem for you, but...
It's still on the KPFCX, I think.
Oh, my mistake then.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Bertel.
There are a few items that you had real issues with. And if you look at the spreadsheets of the expenses of the consultant, I've given you 2 months of details and then the whole year, the whole fiscal year. If you look at the bank fees, if you look at the premiums, I do not think you have any questions, except maybe you would be unhappy about the cost of banking or whatever. So I would strongly suggest that we go over that, and if you're comfortable with that, I can answer any questions. That should take no more than 10 minutes because all the details are there for you. And the only thing that about the WBA budget, besides the rate of raising money per day and the fulfillment, besides that, everything else is the negative amount that we have on the budget and then the Empire State Building. Everything else basically fits. So we could go over those things you asked me about, go over them and say, okay, this is fine. I answer all those questions. And then after that, basically, all your questions are about the rate of a fund drive per day and the Empire State Building. And that's it.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Let's walk through those so we can put those questions to bed. Do you want to start with the bank charges? That was the one that leapt out at me the most.
Okay. So for the bank charges, this is the most detail you can get. This is the most detail you can get. For the bank charges, as you can see, in October it was 4,600. The highest one it was 13,000 in March, and 11,000 in November. So what I did is,
which line are we on? Sorry.
Bank charges.
It's one of the emails I sent out, Bill. It has supporting detail as a spreadsheet.
Yes. So if you look at the bank charges for March 2015, which is 13,996, you will see like 10,000, almost 11,000 of it is regular bank charges, processing stuff. 2,000 were charged back. It's a pretty small percentage. Credit card fees and processing fees was $9.55, and then the PayPal processing fee was $87. And so on. And then you can see the breakdown of this.
I'm sorry. I got consultants twice. I never got anything about bank charges unless it's on the consultants.
Yeah, and I still can't find it either.
I must have forwarded the wrong email. Let me see. Okay. I will forward that to the committee now. It's just a summary, not an itemization of the charges. So, I've just sent it off. Apologies for that. Bertil, I guess the question is, do you have any sense why WBAI's bank charges have gone so high? Because in prior years, it was like one-tenth the amount that you're budgeting now.
I will tell you, I will give you an answer you may not like. I don't think the bank charges previously were properly tracked. These bank charges were tracked, bank charges, per month, per day, per items. As you can see, the details here, bank charges, charged back, credit card processing fee, PayPal fees, PayPal reversals. All I can tell you that all the previous years that those numbers were wrong, whatever was reported was not accurate. This is accurate. This is I will stand by this as 100% accurate. This is what this is. The way we go about it, as a matter of fact, we do an automatic download of our banking statements, and then we categorize the charges because it says bank charges, and then we group them.
Okay. Anybody else on bank charges?
If you want, what I could do is go backward from the previous year and see what we can download and run it. to show you the accurate numbers and compare those numbers to this number, but that'll take a little bit.
No, Bertold, I'm not disputing that that's what you're spending, but it's far more than has been recorded in previous years for BAI, and it's far more than other stations that are processing many more transactions are paying. I would think that just as a matter of prudent management and like wanting to save money, you should figure out what you're getting charged for, and if you can get a better deal, different bank. Because it seems outrageous for WBAI to be spending $80,000 a year in bank charges.
I agree with you. You know, I mean, that's why I ran these details, reports, to figure out what's going on.
KPFK is operating on a $3 million budget with $13,000 a year in bank charges.
With all due respect, I think they might be wrong. I would challenge those numbers.
Those numbers are audited.
I would still...
We said they were high here.
What are the chargebacks? They're the big thing.
But Brian, you know, not to diminish the value of your statement, I think you are absolutely right that we should look into this. You know, I mean, as I looked at the total bank charges here, you know, like over 78% of the charges are coming from bank charges. So it's not like we are... you know, it's not like really chargeback like people were saying about WBAI. Actually, 62% overall, 24% is chargeback, 10% is credit card fees, 1% is PayPal processing fees, and 3% are PayPal reversals.
Michael, another sec.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, yeah, I mean, even if the high charges there are 2 to 3 months of early extend that, November 2014 is over $8,000. March 2015, it's almost $11,000 in bank charges. June 2015, it's another $8,500. I mean, those are off the charts for the other months that you're getting charges on. You can, you know.
If you have to kind of look at those charges corresponding to fund drive. So we have a November drive, right? That's 11,000. Then you have, you definitely have a February drive, February-March drive. So most of that money comes in March, so that's 13,000 in March. Then you have a July, we had a June drive. We started early, 11,000. And, you know, June, July.
Okay, I don't know how much we're going to get out of belaboring this point. It seems clear that the numbers are based on what BAI is actually spending. I would strongly recommend that if you're looking to save some money, Bertold, that might be a place to start, but that's not something we're going to address during the budgeting process.
If you want, I can do a drill down on these and send you every single line item for 1 month or 2 months.
You know what? I don't want it. It's conservative budgeting for you to budget high on bank charges. But if you want $60,000 or $70,000 more to spend, I would figure out how to get those reduced to what the other stations are paying. Okay. The other detail. What do we have? We have contractors and what else? Consultants, premiums. Okay.
You need to we got was consultants and bank charges so far.
So premiums is row 146 in the budget.
Yeah, you want to go over premiums?
So it looks to me like the budget is on trend with the prior year for premiums. Who had the question about this? Oh, no, wait a second. So you've got two different figures for premiums. One is the projection in the budget, which is $137,000, and the other is this highlighted one, which is $74,000. So which is accurate?
Give me 1 second. Okay. Which line is that again? If you have a line?
It's row 146.
Yes, row 146. Last year was 74,231.
But in column AG, which is your 2015 projection, it says 137,000. So what accounts for the discrepancy between that and the highlighted number?
137. I would put the PRA and premium together and see if they are off. I they might have bundled them together. The national office. They also have $6,572 for Pacifica Radio Archives, and I have a number that's a little higher. My Pacifica Radio Archives was
Michael Hustak, I don't know if the orders of the day would be the PFW budget, but I'm wondering if we should proceed.
Okay.
So, after talking about premium, I also sent you a detail of a breakdown of the premium and the detail of a big month, you know, sort of spreadsheet. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which also has a PDF of all the, you know, the premium for that month, you know, from Amazon to whatever I paid on those.
Right. No. We've got that. My question is about the discrepancy between your 2015 projection in the budget document, which is 137,000, and your 2016 projection in the budget document, which is 72,000. Are the 15 numbers not based on actuals?
Yes. I would say, hold on.
A question about that PDF.
Yes.
It looks like it's for November of 2014, last year. Is that right? Just for 1 month in last year?
Maybe I did.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I see.
Yeah, maybe I have to rewind that. I did have the whole thing, so... Oh, yeah, this was the November of 2014. That was a high month. So I gave you every single transaction on that month. That's what the PDF was. These were the premium numbers as opposed to the premium itself, which was part of that number was, like, I break the premiums into Garinol and premiums so that I can have track. So... You can see how much I paid for gas. Yeah, we know it was November 2014 was 23,000, and then the general premium was $19.30. So I just broke it down for you because that was one of the highest.
Right. But so the concern The concern from a budgeting perspective is we don't want you to budget premiums unrealistically low. Right now you're counting on basically the same amount of listener support as last year, but you're counting on your spending on premiums to drop by almost half. The amount you're having it drop to is only twice the amount you spent in 1 month last year, in November. So it's laudable to try to reduce your premiums expense. The question is whether it's realistic. I mean, if your strategy for making the goals in this budget involves premiums.
As I mentioned, for example, for this drive, this December drive, I say a good 50% of the premiums are almost like less than 1 to 10 ratio. The George Quantum Meditation, we offer 175. We're paying George for $30 per download. Chris Howard is free for us. We have another premium called Financial Checkup and The Secret. We're paying $425 for it, and we're charging $100. So the cost of our premium has gone down tremendously. We have a premium. Gary Noll is offering for like $100 for a DVD set, and then we're only paying him like $10. So we have reduced the cost of our premium tremendously, and that was the goal. Now, can you trust us to do that, since we have never proven we've done that in the past? If I were you, I guess I would be suspicious of that, but we have done that. We've done that in December.
How much
would you like me to increase the premium to be more realistic to how you feel comfortable, even though you know that we are working on reducing all of these costs?
You know, the question is whether you can reduce it and still make your goals, right?
Yeah.
Because right now your goals are almost a third higher than what you averaged in the fall with cheaper premiums.
And for the record, that November payment of $43,000 almost for premium, almost 80% of it was catching up on previous premiums, on previous year.
So what's your overhang of old premiums that need to be fulfilled right now?
I think we need $20,000 to fulfill our premiums.
Point of information, Brian.
Okay, I've got Adriana. Any other questions?
No. I have a question for Dick, but this is about listeners are sending emails saying that we are not on the stream again.
Yeah, Bill notified us there were some technical problems with the stream.
Okay. Well, Otis picked it up, and he's been doing it for the last 30, 40 minutes, I think. Unless, let me text him. Because I don't know otherwise. I know I'm not doing it, but he said he picked it up.
Okay.
And finally, for the consultant, I also sent you the consultant and our expenses. Most of them have to do with our mail clerk and our website maintenance IT person. And the rest of it for other months has to do with paying different people to help with the drive, different months. You have all the details for March 2015, which is a high month. So then I chose the month to just download the details to show you what they are. Actually, I gave you 2 months. I gave you October 2014. I gave you March 2015.
Okay, any other questions on WBAS budget?
I think I may have a question or two.
Okay.
Point of order.
You want the orders of the day, Michael?
Say it's 7:15 or 8.
Okay. So, I need a proposal to either extend discussion of WBAI's budget or to do something with it, or we will move on to the next budget. I could not make out a word of that, Serene. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am, but I was all along. Is this better?
It's a little bit better.
Okay. My question is, how much more time do people anticipate this is going to take?
This is Bill. I want another week so I can look at all this stuff because we just got it during the meeting. So I think I moved the table until next week.
Okay. Well, we don't need a motion to do that because there's no motion pending.
Well, okay.
Brian, what are we meeting next?
There's a meeting scheduled for Tuesday. I will not be able to attend that.
Tuesday the 22nd?
Yep.
Adriana?
Adriana?
Because I'm looking at this budget, but I'm looking at the numbers that Evan sent us, and the information doesn't, work. I don't know where the.
Okay, we can't get. We're just discussing what we're going to do procedurally. We're done with time for discussing the budget, unless someone wants to move to extend.
Brian.
Yes, our fault.
Yeah. All right. So. I don't see how we're going to reconcile much with the WBAI budget at this time. If we move to the next agenda item, you're not going to be here next week, and we have to figure out how we want to handle that. And we have to figure out if we're going to meet on the 22nd or if we want to kick the can into January. I think that's what this comes down to.
Yeah, and I should mention, we seem to be very close to hiring a CFO. With whom this process would be vastly easier. Lydia might be able to speak more to our progress in that regard.
Aren't we on open session?
We are on open session.
Okay. So Lydia is not going to speak more on that in that regard. However, I do favor canceling next Tuesday's meeting. Lydia will speak to that. It's like we have been meeting regularly, and number one, it is so close to the holidays. I don't know even if we get on the call how focused we will be, and add to that that many of us, because of all the extensions, which we didn't know when we were scheduling this in terms of the elections, not your station, but everybody else, is in the middle of elections and all of this other... these other stress points. So I recommend that we wait until January, get plenty of rest, read all the budgets, and come back in January and deal with it. That's a motion.
Oh.
To cancel.
All right. I've got a motion to cancel Tuesday's meeting. Does anyone object? Hearing none, Tuesday's meeting.
When are we going to continue, though? I mean, sometime in January, but we have dates yet.
Do we have another meeting on KPFTX, or Paul?
Let me.
I just hate to keep pushing this off forever.
I hear you, Bill. I also have to say, scheduling more meetings has not gotten us very far with some of these budgets.
Okay, January. January we don't have, because we only said to do it originally up to December.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will note that Tuesday the 12th and the 26th of January are open right now because they're open right now. That would be the regular second and fourth meeting. So I don't know.
This is Lydia. So I move that we reschedule for January the 12th. When do you get back to town, Brian?
17th.
Okay, so the 24th.
Well, what about the 19th?
Is the 19th open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, it's June the 19th. That's my...
Okay.
June the 19th. That's a long time. January the 19th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, the committee is welcome to meet without me chairing.
Lydia,
but the motion from Fazan is to meet on January 19th.
2016.
January 19th, 2016, at which point our membership may have changed.
What's wrong with the 12th?
Second. What's wrong with what?
The 12th? Again, what was the problem?
Well, Brian won't be back until the 17th. So for consistency, I say the 19th. I'm good with that.
It's Bill.
I'm really good with that.
I second.
Okay, Bill?
Well, I mean, it's correct. We probably will have a number of new members, and it's going to be really unfair to them to hit them with all these budgets that they haven't even looked at yet. I mean, it'll probably take even longer then. I think we ought to try to get some of them done next week. Well, maybe we'll at least have time to look at that WABAI budget. We've already looked at the KPFK one.
The toothpaste is out of the tube on next week. We already canceled that meeting.
Well, thought we'd...
The 19th. We don't know that we'll have new members. Why would we have new members?
Because you'll have delegate elections supposedly finished before, and a lot of the LSV people have met and elected officers. I hope.
Oh, because of the treasurer.
Because the treasurer serve on the committee.
I have a question.
What's your question, Siri?
Folks shouldn't get uptight about the question. Patients have their elections with the proviso that folks will not be replaced until after we deal with these budgets. It really doesn't make sense to introduce new people to that.
No, I don't see that there's any way that could be done in compliance with the bylaws.
This is Lydia.
I also don't see that turnover is a problem. I'm just flagging it. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, and I also don't know that at the pace we're going in terms of the ballot count and so forth, we're going to be lucky to have everything done by the end of January. So I think that the later the better. But the 19th is good enough. Either
all right, the motion is the 19th. There's been one objection to it. So we'll call the roll on it. I don't want to kill too much more time kicking around
right.
Dates.
Yeah, I agree.
Paul, could you please call the roll?
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
Is this canceling the 22nd and meeting on the 19th?
The 22nd has already been canceled by a separate motion that was approved without objection.
Actually, I did object. I raised the question. You asked for objections, and I asked if this meant we were going to, when the next one was going to be.
Not when we need it.
Sorry, I'm getting fogged out because it's late in the night for me. Paul, is that correct? Is that what your records show?
Well, let me scroll back through a lot of this. Motion, Lydia to cancel a 12:22 meeting. And, I have after that Bill saying we should probably try to get some of them done.
I don't remember the question being called on the 27th.
Yes, I did.
Hi, Brian, are you there?
I'm waiting for our Paul to check it.
Well, I'm looking, and I... Basically,
okay.
There was a lot of confused stuff right after, because I have...
Okay. Bill says he objected. You don't have a record to the contrary, so we'll take that as an open question.
Okay, so the motion then is to meet on... to cancel 12:22. That's what's on now?
That's what's on now, and does anyone object to that being the same motion as scheduling our next meeting for January 19th? Does anyone want those two divided? Okay, so the motion will be to cancel December 22nd and schedule the next meeting of the National Finance Committee for January 19th. There is objection to that. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, I'll pass. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Pass.
Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts? Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Pass.
Barbara Whipper?
Pass.
Okay, going back up. Me. Yes. Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts? No answer. Nancy Sorden?
Pass.
No. You've passed.
Oh.
I'll let the chair rule. Chair, can we pass twice?
Sorry, I thought abstain. Abstain.
Abstain. Barbara Whipperman, okay. I have 4-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion passes. Our next meeting is now January 19th. We are long since out of time for WPF, VAI's budget.